Good evening.
This is KD2AIT, next control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is out every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomerang Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All strip parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in any time if there is any emergency traffic. Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be Tuesday, June 21st at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pat Northern Mark Community Center on 6 Keller Street. Everyone's welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still is not done throughout a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in?
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through Echolink. And Jeff, it looks like there's another station, someone by the name of Josh should be right up behind me.
Are there any other Echolink stations wishing to check in? Well, no response there, so we'll just go with Kevin James, KD2, FPN. Good evening, Kevin. What's going on tonight?
All right, yeah, good evening, Jeff, and we'll say hello to Josh there. Hopefully he might be able to come in and join us, too, and hello to everyone on board. KD2FPM out here in Oneonta, New York, and just kind of settling in here for the evening. I'm actually, for the first time, forgive me, I'm watching the movie Pixels. I know that the star of the movie has the same name as me, so it's kind of funny seeing someone with my name playing the President of the United States, so that's kind of funny, but... something different to do. And as a matter of fact, for yesterday, my apologies, I didn't get to check in last night. I overdid yesterday as I had to do a lot of traveling. I know I told a bunch of the guys that we were going to be doing a triathon with radio communications to help them basically streamline their production for that yesterday at the Glimmer Glass State Park. Unfortunately, the Cooperstown repeater has got some kind of an anomaly, and it seems like it might be possibly coming from a cable leak on channel 18 that was causing the repeater to really broadcast a bunch of noise and garbage. So we actually went on Simplex, and luckily, where they put me, as I had my radio kicked up to 75 watts, I was kind of like the focal man as a repeat from the local guys that were sitting around me, so I could communicate back to command. So it worked out really well. All right, we got 63 degrees on the outside, clouds overhead, had some heavy rain move through here, got 1.4 inches of rain, and with that, I will say 7-3, KD2FPM, back to net control.
All right, Kevin. Well, great. Hopefully they can get that squared away there. Well, you got a bunch of rain. I don't have anything here to measure it, but I'm betting it was more than a couple inches. It rained from last night, late last night, pretty much till about 5 o'clock here or so today. Just pouring too. Sometimes it was raining so much you couldn't see very far down the outside the window. So we needed a good rain though. So I'm happy. It has been so dry and dusty around here. All right, well, thanks for checking in, Kevin. We'll catch up with you later. Let's see. We'll give Echolink one more shot here to check in. If there's anybody else on Echolink that'd like to check in, please do so now.
KD9GDA.
KD9GDA. Josh, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Coming to you from Sister Bay, Wisconsin, actually, tonight. Live in Sturgeon Bay. Not much to report. Mostly cloudy day, a little bit of sun. I think we hit a high of 60s here, a little bit of rain. Nothing too much, nothing too little, just right. Enough to make things a little more green. Pretty new at this ham deal, about a month now, so just kind of listening in and getting a feel for things. Back to net control.
All right, Josh. Well, welcome to the hobby there. And I don't know if you guys have had the same dry season there as we've been having here, but if you have, then I'm sure understand why you'd welcome rain. We've had a real dry season here, and I tell you, it's been nice. I haven't had to mow the lawn that much, but still, it's really wreaking some havoc when you try to plant anything. I was pretty fortunate. I planted a bunch of trees up at camp yesterday, and I think I timed it just right because they got a good drink today. Well, okay. Well, thanks for checking in, Josh. We're here every night at 9 o'clock. Feel free to come on in. And we usually have quite a few check-ins, so, and a lot from echoing. So, again, thank you for checking in. You have a good evening over there in Wisconsin. We'll catch up with you later. I see we have another Echolink station who popped in. Let's see if they want to check in.
AD2AIT Echolink repeater. Indeed, a good evening. KA3TFB checking in. I'll take the paycheck in the mail, please. Over.
KA3TFB. Bill, good evening. And I think it's still Warrendale or somewhere out there in Pennsylvania. What's going on tonight?
Hi, Roger, Roger. Good evening to everybody here. I'm checking in late. He has some of the oldies on the public broadcasting channel on the TV. Some of these songs I never heard of. Got a little cough. So I'm not going to hold too far. Hey, I can say rain, rain, rain. There's so much rain. Well, and not a drop to drink. Anyhow, listen, good to hear from those who are ahead of me here, and I'm not going to hold the repeater. I don't want to cough here. But best of the evening to everybody. We'll be listening here. Tip my hat there to the men up there in the Empire State. And hello, Mr. Kevin James and company. And we'll give it back. A3TFB. Over.
All right. Well, good to hear from you. We're in the same boat. And if it keeps up, we may all need a boat. The way it's raining, it's coming down pretty good. I'm not complaining, though. We need it. All right. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. And by the way, I'm sorry I missed last Sunday's net. We had a family thing going on, and that takes precedent over the net most of the time. So when that happens, I just can't make it. But anyway, all right. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
M2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
M2PFM, George, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Oh, gotta shut that speaker off from the computer. It was buzzing like crazy when I was transmitting. We got a temperature, with everyone on the net, Jeff. We got a temperature here of 62 degrees after a temperature range today of 58 to 69. And we had a large amount of rain today. Got it off, on and off a couple times. Now, right now it's off, but I assume it's going to rain much harder again. So I went to church, dropped my van off at Bob J's Auto, and maybe it came and brought me home from church after that. So that's the story right now. With that, we'll say God bless and 73s on 2 PSM clear.
All right, George. I'm looking at the radar here, and it looks like there's a little, small little band of showers coming through. I don't know if it's going to make it to you or not, but it looks like it's all night. It's going to be hit or miss with those. And, but
that's okay. And as far as I'm concerned, we needed some rain and just put some water in the bank, especially for those with those shallow wells out there. But, all right. Well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening there, George, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2 EIT. Are there any other check-ins? Well, for myself, what did we do? Well, pretty much today we cleaned the house. It was raining outside. There was nothing really to do out there. And we've been doing a bunch of outdoor projects since there was no snow on the ground. And, the house kind of paid for it inside. You know what I mean? So we said, well, it's raining. Let's just bust all this out. So me and the kids, we got the whole place cleaned up. My wife had to work today, but... We got it straightened up and got all the laundry done and everything looks good and shined up. My father, WB2RUQ, is in town and he had him over for dinner tonight. So that was nice. He's heading up to the hotel over there at the edge and he checked in. We have a burial tomorrow for my grandmother who passed away in February. We finally got everybody in town for that. And, So there's a lot of family in town at the moment, and it will be for the rest of the week. Let's see. Other than that, like I said yesterday, we ran up to camp there, and it was a little buggy. The deer flies were out in force. Let me tell you, good thing I had my sticky hat up there, or it would have been miserable. But we planted four trees and two bushes up there, hazelnut bushes. Got them all covered up, and had a nice video of a little black bear up near the camp. Came in front of the trail cam there, maybe 2 years old. Nice, cute little guy. You know, they always look so cute, don't they? But we know better. So that was kind of interesting. I posted a little bit of it there up on Facebook. And, cute little bear. But anyway, that's about it. So. KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Citizen. Are there any other check-ins?
N2KKO, good evening, Jeff.
N2KKO, Pauline, good evening. What's going on tonight?
KD2AIT, N2KKO. Good evening, everybody. Yeah, we've had a pretty soggy day. It's rained here just about all day long. And we're down to 66 degrees. So, but it feels really raw out there. I just shut my door up here, so it's warmer now. Anyway, so we didn't go out for anything. And to KK, all back to you, Jeff.
All right, Pauline. Yeah, we have the same thing here. In fact, it's really humid out. It's cool, but humid. I turned on the air conditioner just to, dry out the place more than anything else, not to cool it off, because it was getting kind of humid inside here, and it did its job. So it's, I do still have it on a little bit, but not much, just to keep the air dry. But, we needed it. One thing that's nice is all that dust, that was going around and all that pollen, it was like this yellow dust everywhere and all that got washed away finally. So maybe we can not have to wash the cars every other day. But anyway. All right, thanks, Pauline. We'll catch up with you later. KD2 EIT, are there any other check-ins? Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
KD2FM with a quick comment.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Jeff. KD2FM, Kevin James out here really quick. I know either Matt, KD2JWC, or myself normally handle Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Unfortunately, tomorrow night we may be a little bit late as we're doing a fire drill, but this drill is going to be for two pool fills. So we're going to be establishing water with our pumper, and then we're going to be shuttling water back and forth to these pool sites that we're going to be filling, like I say, two locations. So we may not be able to make it back in time for net. So just want to throw out there, if someone could take NCS position for tomorrow night, it would be greatly appreciated. I will try to get in, but if I don't, I just want to make sure it's covered. KD2FM, back to net control.
All right, Kevin. Well, I might be here tomorrow night. I'm not sure yet. Depends. Lately, my work is starting really early in the morning. By 9 o'clock, I'm already in bed, believe it or not. But I might be up tomorrow. I got a bunch of work to get busted out tomorrow, so in the afternoon. And so I might be in late. All right. Well, if not, if anybody else is out there and wants to pick up the net tomorrow night, feel free to do so. All right. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net, return the frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Kevin, Josh out in Wisconsin, Bill out in Warrendale, George and Pauline for checking in, and say 73 is anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
All-in-2-KKO.
KD2AIT, KA3TFE logging off the EchoLink system. Indeed, a good evening to all.
This is KD2FPM. I will also be clearing the Superior through the EchoLink system. As always, thank you for use of EchoLink. It's always appreciated. Hopefully, I'll catch you guys again. If not tomorrow, definitely probably Tuesday night. Until then, 73 KD2FPM will be clear.
Bravo, Dick from Utica, calling for the United County Traffic Emergency Net, looking for stations, with or without traffic. All stations are welcome, and check-ins will be appreciated. Calling for Octen. Calling for Octen. All stations are welcome. Check-ins will be appreciated. Final call for Octane. Octane would like to thank Boonville Amateur Radio Club for allowing Octane the use of their repeater. KC2OVB clear.